Joining us now in studio, the City Administrator for Dundas, John McCarthy. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving. How about you?
I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. So the weekend is over. Now it's back to work. And that must mean late November. And for late November, government bodies are talking about budgets and taxes, and that's we're kind of getting to the heat of the moment here.
It is getting down to the end. I know we've been, you know, we start working on our budget probably in May, you know, fairly seriously in June, and then we have the first opportunity to really do the preliminary stuff in September. So now we're getting down to the point where it has to be finalized, and of course a couple things that occur as we is cities and governmental entities receive the some more information, and as do the property owners and taxpayers regarding what their proposed taxes for next year will be. So I think everybody, you know, all of our property owners have received the tax notifications from Rice County, and it is a little bit different than we expected. I don't think the city is going to have to, council is going to have to do anything as far as redoing the budget, but there are some significant impacts on some property owners that we did not expect, and some other property owners that, some other properties that have reduced in price. But
now, are those basically residential or commercial?
Well, primarily, most residential properties in Dundas have gone up in value. And so that's going to create a difference in folks' taxes. Most of the existing commercial properties have basically stayed the same or gone down just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to create a pretty big impact on that itself will create a pretty big impact on residential properties in the city of Dundas. And so I anticipate that I'll be hearing from some folks with their properties. Our tax rate actually is less than what we anticipated in our planning. So that would mean that if your property value stayed the same, your taxes would actually have gone down. Unfortunately, again, for most residential properties, the valuation has gone up, and so their taxes are going to go up. It's a pretty complicated system that the state of Minnesota has, but
it sounds complicated.
Yeah. So
for overall, the overall levy, is it going up, and what
the overall levy is going up about 8.3%, and but the tax rate, which is what's based on, is going down by about 3%.
Okay.
Again, if your property value stayed the same or went down, your taxes would go down. Unfortunately, the residential market's been really hot. Property values are going up, and folks a lot of the folks that have residences. We'll see an increase in their taxes this year, this coming year.
Now, in 2019, you're still planning on building a new city hall. Is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. The city has just gone out for what's called an RFP, which is a request for proposals. We're looking for firms that are interested in doing the architectural design and construction management of a new city hall. So
now the financing. Of that. Is that going to be taken out of, are you going to have to bond for that? Will it be taken out of reserves or do you have the money for it?
Well, Dundas does a little bit of both. We do bond for the majority of our capital improvements. We do take a little bit out of reserves. The council has, keeps setting aside money for future projects, so we don't bond entirely for the project for the most part, but probably 90-95% of the project gets bonded for, and we usually, the council usually tries to have enough money in reserves to pay some of the upfront costs going and pay some of the overages that almost always occur, anticipate paying, that type of thing. So it's a little bit of a safety valve. Sometimes the reserve is not totally used up. The council then will reschedule that for something else in the future.
When it comes to approving the final budget and levy, that'll be the first meeting of December, is that correct?
Correct. Okay. It's what's called our Truth and Taxation meeting, as part of that, the city has to discuss the budget and the proposed levy, and then give your property owners or citizens an opportunity to comment on that before they make the final decision. So that will be on December 10th at the regular meeting on December 10th, and that will be the first portion or the first part of that meeting.
Once again, John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator, is our guest. Let's talk about the you mentioned the self-storage, and there's a moratorium on there right now, and there's some people that'd like to expand.
Correct.
Where's that at?
There is a moratorium on self-storage right now. Basically, there was expansion proposed, and near one of the current facilities in Dundas, there's actually two facilities in Dundas now, There is some concern about the appropriateness of self-storage in the zone that is. It's what's called a highway commercial zone, this council is having some discussion regarding how appropriate that type of use is in that area, which is guided primarily for retail. It was guided for larger box retail at one time, and is still guided that way. But because of the dwindling amount of property and the change in the market, you probably won't see another large box operation there. So there may not be enough property for the ones that still are doing large box, or the other ones may not be doing that big operation. So there's some expansion. There's space available there. And there was an expansion proposed. Right now, the Planning Commission has reviewed the process, is recommending that the council change the code to only allow self-storage in industrial areas, so as a permitted use, and not in the business area. And that's the most common way that cities handle self-storage is allow them in industrial areas. There is some discussion about the proposal, whether it will be continue or not. One of the persons that's advocating and has invested, I believe, in the operation was there last night at the meeting, and it doesn't appear that council is going to not permit that expansion, but there is definitely the sense that that if it does get permitted, it will not. It'll be the last one in that area.
How
in that
large of expansion are they proposing?
It's about a 3-acre property, and the final plan is still somewhat nebulous. They've got discussed a couple possible options for development of that property, but it would be primarily protected or secure storage.
Okay. All right. John McCarthy from the City of Dundas joining us. Anything else from last night's meeting or anything else going on in Dundas?
Well, we're in the middle of just finishing up, I should say, a very long project in what's called codification. It's a very boring project from most people's standpoint, but basically it's a reorganization of the city code, and it doesn't change things very much as far as the code itself, but it clarifies a lot of the code, and by reorganizing it, it's in a more standard form. And also the folks we're working with will have the code online, so if someone wants to, we will have it online too, but it will be in a searchable form as far as being online for the at the operation that these people manage, and so someone who wants to look up something like dogs in the city code and see how the city code addresses dogs, we'll be just able to type in the word dogs and be able to find all the references to dogs in the code.
Now, is that an outside company, a third party that you're
right,
working with?
Right, that's a third party that we're using for that. We will have it available on our site, on the city website, both internally and with the company code, and that's where it'll be searchable.
All right. When will that be complete?
Well, the council last night approved the public hearing to hear about the code, assuming the council there's a successful public hearing on December 10th, which is going to be a busy night. The code then will go into effect at the earliest possible date.
All right. Okay, well, John, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, it'll be 2 weeks again. And
all right.
Okay, thanks.
We'll
Jeff.
Have a lot to talk about. You got a busy meeting.
Oh, it's going to be very, very busy.
We'll make the extra time.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks.
John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator.